The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend, and thank you for tuning in and listening this morning. But got a couple of great guys in the studio right now, and we're going to be talking about an awesome event that's coming up later this month, September 24th. To be exact, that's a Saturday, and it's a Pulling for Kids car show benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Central New Mexico. And joining me now is Craig Parr and Tim Sheehan, Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you very much for spending a little time on Labor Day weekend to come in and promote this event. I know on one hand it seems like, that's like 3 weeks out. But on the other hand, it's only 3 weeks out.
It's right around the corner.
So, Craig, tell me a little bit about, I know that this event has been, I mean, almost a year, I think, when we started talking about this, right? And now it looks like we're kind of in the home stretch. How are things going in, like, recruiting cars and stuff, and how can people actually register?
Well, we've got a website set up for registration. It's at cruisenm.org or cruisenewmexico.org. All you have to do is search it up. There's a place on the website where you can register your car. Even if you don't have the money to pay online, go ahead and register your car, because being at the airport, we want to know how many cars are going to show up.
What? Okay, so this car show is at the airport. I mean, that's a totally different venue. I mean, talk about a little bit about why you picked the airport.
Well, Tim's program, the plane pull for kids, is at the airport. So we figured they've been doing this for, this is their second year now. So we figured we'd join them and make the event even larger than it was before.
Awesome. Well, Tim, talk about that. I mean, you can actually come out and with your team, you can actually try and pull
absolutely,
an airplane?
Yes. We have a 727. The airport owns a 727 out there that's been sitting out there on the corner of Girard and Gibson for a while, and that's where the big event will be.
Wow.
And it's a 20-ton airplane. 20 people can sign up for $1,000 and pull, and it's a timed event. So the fastest team, Define Fitness, won last year. They had their ringers in there, but we've got over 20 teams signed up so far, and our goal is we want at least 30 teams.
So, I mean, how much does it cost to participate in this event?
For this event, it's a free event to come for any family, and we'll have family activities and the car show and the plane pull and everything else going on. Plus a lot of static displays. Sheriff's bringing out some toys, the police department's bringing out some things. And it's for, if you want to register for a team, it's $1,000, which is $50 a person times 20 people, basically. Well, and then the car show is $25 to register your car for that.
Awesome. So you put a team of 20 friends together, and then you guys all go work out, right? And then you get ready. So you got 3 weeks to get ready and work out to pull a plane. What is the fastest time or longest distance within that time period?
Well, basically, it's a 20-foot is what it is. It's a timed event, and I don't have the exact times from last year, but the big thing is getting that plane going.
Right.
Once it's going and it rolls pretty well, but it's getting that plane to start rolling. And that's the biggest challenge for everybody.
So we make sure that there's like air in the tires, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and we try to have some brakes on the plane too, you know.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. All of a sudden you lose control of that. You know, once you got it going, man, in racing, the next most important thing is the brakes. Because you can only go as fast as you can stop. But let's kind of get back to the cars. What's really neat is to kind of, it seems like the event is expanding. I mean, you've got, you know, food trucks, you got entertainment, you've got other things. Now you got this great car show that's going on. But what kind of vehicles are you looking for to participate in this event? Can basically anybody participate?
Basically anything with wheels can participate. We've got 30 classes, trophy classes, all first place classes. We've got altered, custom, street rod, motorcycle, lowrider, truck, pretty much anything you can imagine. Muscle cars, your car's under construction, bring those in. Rat rods, motorcycles, and of course we've got a pony war, because we've got a group of three, the Challenger Club, the Mustang Clubs, and the Camaro Clubs, that all think that they can show up with the most people in their club. And so this year we've added a club trophy that'll move from club year to year to year. That'll give them something to say, hey, look, we participated the most, and then next year the job here is for the next group to take that trophy from the last group.
It's bragging rights, you know, bragging rights.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, guys, I had to break up, you know, the guys last time I had them on. I mean, Nick, I thought they were going to drag race in the parking lot after after the discussion of the Duke City Mustang guys. But let's tell us a little bit more about, like, when they come out. I mean, are people going to be able, is there like a people's choice vote, or are there going to be judges, or how's the car show being judged?
Well, we haven't chosen judges yet. Where you can go to the Cruise NM website, send me a message saying, hey, I want to be a judge.
Great.
What your specialty is. Of course, the street rods, we do have an NMRA certified judge to do that class for us.
Awesome.
I'm doing the originals because that's my forte, and then we just need people to come up to the website, volunteer to be a judge, and that's pretty much what we need now.
That's awesome, and it's blind then too, you know, so people don't know who's doing it. Haven't done a few car shows myself. They're always trying to figure out who's doing it. And what's funny is every once in a while we'll throw somebody in that just, you know, really doesn't know anything about cars, and so it's kind of that equaling factor. You know, it's just, you know, based on aesthetics or just how they feel about it. So
right.
It's kind of fun to do that. But when do they need to show up if they're going to bring a car out?
After talking to Tim and the airport group, they need to be there as early as they can get there. There is one way in, one way out. So if they can get there at the crack of dawn when the sun comes up, that's the best time for them. It is on an active tarmac, so every car has to be searched before they're allowed on. So plan on getting there early so that you can get through that quickly. The early bird gets in first. Let's put it that way.
Wow. So Homeland Security is involved in this.
Homeland Security.
Any TSA?
Albuquerque Aviation, you know.
Well, Tim, talk a little bit about the tremendous work that the Boys and Girls Club of Central New Mexico is doing in our community.
Absolutely. We just opened up this past week our seventh location.
Wow.
So we just opened up at Hayes Middle School in the Albuquerque Public Schools district, and we just opened up 2 weeks ago at Adobe Acres in the South Valley. So Hayes is in the International District. That gives us seven locations. We have a very large location in Rio Rancho and a facility that we own off San Mateo in Albuquerque. And the remainder, the other five, are all in schools. So we're serving about 500 kids a day, over 2,500 kids a year, and providing them, you know, with all the bad news happening lately with kids in this community, you know, we're providing them a safe environment to come every day with positive role models. And, you know, that's really, really makes a difference. And we're tired of being number 49 or 50 in this state, in this country, ranked as child well-being. We need to support our kids more and more.
So, I mean, if you have somebody that you know is maybe a kind of an at-risk kid, how could you, you know, maybe reach out and help get the information of maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a nephew or something like that? I mean, because there's a lot of talk. As a matter of fact, we had Monique Jacobson on earlier today, and she was talking a little bit about that. But for those that maybe have just tuned in now and didn't tune in at 7:30, is there a way that maybe they could contact you and just at least get some information?
Absolutely. Where, you know, they can go to our website at bgccnm.org, or they can call us at 881-0777. And we're open to all children between the ages of 5 and 18. Our membership is $30 a year, which is very reasonable. And for a whole semester after school from 2 to 6, and including food and everything else, it's $200 a semester. So it's very, very reasonable.
Wow, that is.
And even if parents can't pay that, we give out scholarships. I think this past year I think I've approved over $36,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
So, I mean, we have a lot of kids that just can't, you know, but we hope that the parents can pay something. We'd love them to have some skin in the game.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you guys are doing tremendous things. And, Craig, I think it's great that the car club and the car community are really kind of getting involved in this. I mean, this is a perfect example of how you can do something about it. You know, you can come to this car show, you can have a good time, you're going to have a good time anyway, but at the same time, you know, you're able to eventually funnel some money down to maybe some scholarships and make a difference for a couple of kids. And I think that's one of the things that people don't really know about the car community. It's just about how big their hearts are. I mean, you know, racers and you know, and car enthusiasts of all types, motorcycle guys. I mean, you know, they have such a you know, a stigma of being troublemakers, right? Especially motorcycle guys in their leather.
But they
never balk at a chance to do something for kids or you know, at risk kids or even for their police and different people in the community. You know, I know you guys can't do this without sponsorship, without, you know, people actually stepping up to the plate. Craig, why don't you maybe throw out a couple of, you know, names and some businesses that have really gone behind this and really have not asked for us to do this. We're just going to do it because, you know, that they've actually stepped up and make this happen.
Well, because we've had a year to do this.
Right.
Tom Noah was really good, along with Martin Richardson and myself, on finding some name brand sponsors. We've got items for our raffle from Painless Wiring, a 25% off gift coupon, not just one, five or six of them.
Wow.
We've got Stacy David from the Gear Show. He donated a bunch of stuff to us. Counts Customs, Ford, Rock Auto, I believe Ken Diggett all sent something. Local sponsors were Freddy's at Central and Eubank gave us a stack of free food, free custard.
Wow.
Rahim Jelani at Jelani CPA, Thomas Steeples, Clark's Pet Emporium, Burrito Express, Phil Fashion, just to name a few of them. There were a bunch of them. And then finally, Colinerd, which is my company, donated the entire car website and the domain names. And we have six or seven of them. And we're any proceeds that we receive, because someone used that website to create or do work through Colinerd will donate 10% of anything they make.
Wow.
To the Boys and Girls Club. That's how dedicated I am to this program.
Well, and Craig, I mean, you have been, you know, I mean, behind this thing.
He's been there.
I mean,
from
I think it was like I think yeah. Somebody maybe floated an idea about doing a different show, and then you were all over it, and you've pretty much been handling point on that. You did chuckle a little bit with Martin. I mean, because how many times have we tried to get Martin in the seat and talk about his truck and. And he's here in spirit, one of these days we got to get Martin Richardson with Burrito Express on the air and talk about his latest bill. But
I was going to mention one other. We have Boys and Girls Clubs has a great partnership nationally with Firestone, and
yes.
They've come forward. So they've come forward as a sponsor. They're coming out that day. They're going to be doing some things, giving away some goodies and those kind of things. So they've really stepped up. They're a national sponsor of Boys and Girls Clubs across the country. In fact, they just put brand new tires on all six of our buses.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, and that's not inexpensive. I mean,
no,
we're talking
that's not
buses,
cheap at all. You know? Exactly. Yeah, these are all buses. So anyway, but they've been a great sponsor for this event.
So Craig, one more time, how can people get involved?
Well, the easiest way to get involved is to jump on the Cruise NM website or cruisenewmexico.org, either one. Register your car. Even if you don't plan on going, register your car anyway. That
right.
way we've got it registered. If you can't make it, the money still goes to that good cause, and
right.
that's really what it's all about anyway. Whether you can make it or not, donate to that cause. Put your car in. Bring your car up. We've got a tarmac that we can put. I would love to see 500 cars.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be fantastic. And I've seen this like you said, the police officers, the right. instant memorials have drew up hundreds of cars, so many cars they can't park. And that's what we want to do here, to be able to give to the Boys and Girls Club.
How could somebody reach out to the Boys and Girls Club, Tim?
They can give us a call at 881-0777 or go to our website at bgccnm.org. And I want to thank Craig and Martine and everybody that's been involved. Tom, they've got a whole committee behind them
yeah.
that have really put this thing together. And it's going to be really exciting. I mean, where can you have a party on a tarmac?
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
And we have the exclusive rights basically to do that.
That's fantastic. Hey, thank you guys for coming out this morning, and really hope you enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
All right. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.